Let's continue that. Let's just play Purple Haze for the rest of the show, don't you think?
I'll do it.
Whatever it is, that girl put a spell on me.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Bobby. You were minus nine when he died, right?
When did he die?
1970.
I was minus 10.
Oh, you were minus 10? Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's just amazing. It's amazing that you... I mean, you know more about music of my era than I do. It's just amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm a connoisseur.
Hey, well, let's see. Before I officially... Well, we can officially welcome people to hour number two of the Saturday Special prior to playing our opening hour two jingle.
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, thank you. Okay, but let's just be official anyhow, okay, and just do it right. Okay.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. We have a fax from Marty in Santa Cruz that's a very, very thoughtful fax. And we're going to be reading it toward the beginning of the second hour.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
And just about every time I tell somebody that we'll hold them over, you know, until after the news, I forget. But I didn't forget this time. So we're going to go back to Bill, who was on the air. Bill in Monterey was on the air before the break. So go ahead and finish your point, Bill.
Yeah, Mike. I just want to say that probably any cash business that's in the country, I would imagine these terrorists got their hands in. Convenience stores with gas stations, they're a big one back in the Detroit area. They own most of them. It's a great place to launder your opium or your poppies. People going in and out of them all the time. It'd be hard to catch on.
During the break, Lena said to us that you have brought up a very disturbing but very true point.
Absolutely. It's, you know, I think of so many Muslims who've come to this country who are good, decent, law-abiding people. But there's enough of a fifth column that they're looking for now. You know, everybody's screaming human rights and mustn't arrest people and don't snoop on them. But look what is going on. We have an active fifth column. They're here. They're up to no good. And they're going to make it very bad for the other immigrants who really are here because they want to live here and because they're decent, hardworking people. I feel terrible about it. But I think you're absolutely right about Detroit. And there are other centers of this kind of activity.
Why Detroit, of all places?
It just, you know, what happens is people go to a place to live, and their relatives and others hear about it, and they come too. You get a community, and you get a community that will have bakeries and the food markets and all the things that they want to feel at home. And you start getting an accumulation of people. I don't know why Detroit, but that has always been more or less a mecca for Middle Eastern immigrants.
Detroit has a big labor market. There's always labor to work to be had there for one
thing. That might be it. Yeah, that might be. In fact, you know, we took a lot of heat for canceling the Peter Werbe show some months ago. It was in October, I think. Mm-hmm. And Peter Werbe is a left-wing syndicated talk host from IE America, which is a radio network that is owned by the United Auto Workers Union.
Well, you're much too generous to him. Let's just say he's an unremitted communist. And I don't have much faith in our intelligence service because I think there's a lot of them in there, too. Mm-hmm. And that's why we never knew about the fall of Russia, for God's sakes. If they can't get that right, what can they get right?
Wow. I think there were some other reasons for the apparent ignorance about how bad things were in Russia before the wall came down. And a lot of that can be laid on the doorstep of academics, I'm afraid, who can only get into a country as long as they stay in good odor with the government. And so they really cannot, like many journalists, can't really report the truth of what they're seeing until after they no longer have any professional need to do so.
Well, let's thank Bill in Monterey and say hey to Fred and Salinas, our next caller on the KSCO Saturday Special. Fred, go.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi.
I do have to take a little exception. I think Scott Ritter, I've watched him and followed him quite closely, and I think he's probably, of all the people that was in there, I think he's probably has the most credibility of any of those inspectors that were that was in Iraq at that time.
Well,
had anything to do with the
not,
government?
That's not saying very much after what's been brought to light, unless is it possible that that's not true, Lena?
He was a perfectly good inspector until he stopped being an inspector, and then he turned dishonest. I think this is really what we're looking at.
Well, what I've seen him in quite a few speeches and tracked him quite closely.
I have too, and I'll tell you right now, I've been suspicious for quite a while over his credibility. And the news this morning just knocked me off my chair.
Another thing that I've been quite suspicious. I've been, watching like CNN and Fox and all the
mm-hmm.
talking heads of all the networks, and I see all of these ex-CIA people, they're interviewing ex-CIA people.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I've ever known, that if you're in the company once, you're never out of the company. And
no, that's not true.
Well,
once you retire, and there has to be a certain amount of time that has elapsed so that you don't have any current information. But no, it's perfectly feasible to have former military and former CIA, and these people are there not to give you inside information on what's going on in intelligence, but to tell you how things work. And they're doing their own analysis from the stuff that is just open in the media.
Well, what I've been able to see of them, I really beg to differ with you. I've known a couple people that was in intelligence, and if you're in there once, you're always in there. It doesn't make any difference.
Well, I've known to the contrary.
But I appreciate your program today. It's been a good one, and but I still beg to differ about Scott Ritter. I think he's probably one of the most credible people that we've ever had in there, and I think his credibility still hold up.
Well, Fred, how can you say that after what he did? What's the matter with you?
Well,
he don't take money from the Iraqis and still remain credible. That is not possible.
Fred, come on, Fred. That's not like you. Accept it. The guy's a slime. Thanks for calling the KSCO special. It's 14 minutes after 11 a.m., hour number two. And let's see, we've got Tim in Watsonville and Harold in Aptos on the phones. We will get to that right after I read this fax from Marty in Santa Cruz. Kay and Michael, I compliment you on the thoughtful effort regarding your editorial. Well, it's really Kay's editorial. Greed and lack of accountability are indeed a sad and unfortunate hallmark of government, and your quoting of Samuel Adams from way back in 1771 provides compelling testimony to the case. What bothers me, though, is how the two of you so naively fail to apply the same reasoned skepticism you furiously apply on the local level on the national level. The Bush administration, in ways surpassing anything we've ever witnessed in this country, are attempting to assume and wield almost dictatorial powers at the executive level to both invade our privacy here at home and everyone else's territory abroad. Simultaneously, in the name of thwarting the terrorists, they seek to avoid all accountability, seeking to cripple the Freedom of Information Act and treating Congress and its vital oversight as a pariah. I remind you and your guests that while Saddam Hussein is no sweetheart, he had chemical weapons before the last Gulf War, and he didn't use them then, even when attacked. We've been bombing them on and off for the last 12 years, and yet he's the fearsome menace, and we're about to innocently blast the bejesus out of people again. That's from Marty in Santa Cruz. Well, what do you have to say, Lena?
Oh, I think what's important to discuss is that we were attacked September 11th of last year, And it's very interesting that those of us who are on the West Coast, you know, I'm sure that we're all Americans and we all felt terrible about New York, but I'm afraid there's a lot of people in Santa Cruz who still don't believe that it's a real threat. Mm. And until it happens here, there's going to be this kind of resistance. I cite, again, the example of the universities. The universities across the United States are uniformly, and you find the activist students cheer on the Palestinians. They equate Israel with Nazism and racism. You hear all of this stuff from the universities. But a couple of days ago, when the bombing was done in the university in Jerusalem, suddenly people began to think, you know, it could be us who are in that university. Even the Palestinian university people who were brave enough to say that this was an objectionable action, they really objected to it. That was very courageous of them to say so. But, you know, what I'm saying here is that we don't have enough imagination until our noses are rubbed in it to know when we're in trouble. This is not a case of an administration, I don't think, trying to remove all of our civil liberties. They're going to try to get as much control over the situation as they can. And, of course, the duty of the other branches of government are to see that it's not too much. That's what we call balance of power. And that's being done right now.
Hmm. Well, it is now 17 minutes past 11 a.m., hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. My name is Michael Z. I've got Lena and Kay in the studio with me, and you on the phones. We have a couple of open lines at 479-1080 and one open line at 477-1340. I think our fax line is open, too, at 475-2967. Let's go back to the phones. Harold in Aptos. You've been waiting a long time. You're finally on the air. Thanks
Hello.
For waiting. How you doing?
Am I coming in strong?
Yes.
Because I got a scratchy line here in Aptos.
Okay, no, you're good. You're good. You're good on this end. Go ahead, Harold.
Okay, before I offer my satirical solutions to the three topics I heard in the first 10 minutes of the show, I'm just trying to lighten up things so we don't drift into World War II and the next dominant species on the earth is the cockroach, and they find some buried charred surfboards deep in Santa Cruz somewhere, and they say, what do they use these for? For funeral pyre? What happened to these people? So, first I heard is this Israeli-Palestine mess, and my satirical solution is based on two popular game shows. One, You Are the Weakest Link. Goodbye. And the other one, Let's Make a Deal with Monty Hall, where you can pick a solution, your audience can, behind curtain number one, two, or three. Okay, first, Iraq. The Iraqi mess. Should we invade or not? Okay, first of all, who is the weakest link? It's the international arms dealers, because they'll sell to both sides, so goodbye. Two, once we get into this war, you have got to realize that the area from Palestine to Afghanistan to the Philippines are all Muslims, so you're talking World War III.
No, you're not.
So my satirical solution is, and I'll pause, is have all contestants and combatants eat fresh strawberries and burgers at the nearest E. coli restaurant in Watsonville. You have to know the county. You understand what I'm talking about.
Of course.
Okay, I want two
Maybe
other...
Today.
They do have a strawberry festival.
Strawberry
going
festival
on today.
Tomorrow.
No, today.
Today,
no, today.
Mike doesn't. Mike might have a clue what's going on in Watsonville. I told him for 7 years.
Harold, are you going to go to the strawberry festival?
Not in your life. Read the Pyronian today. Several people have been cut up with knives in broad daylight on the streets.
Oh.
I want to keep it satire, Mike.
Okay.
Because I'm going to take a. Not really a shot, because you'll censor me at your mother, but a joke about her, too.
No, I don't censor anybody.
And Krishna, well, I'm not going to insult her. It's satire. Two is the bureaucrats. You talk about overpaid bureaucrats, and Miss Mariello's had enough shots at her. She's full of holes, so my weakest link is the SPCA and animal shelter.
Yeah,
okay.
But she's still taking a lot of money for herself.
They're the weakest link.
Yeah, right.
Behind curtain number one or two or three, why are they the weakest link? Dead puppies, dead puppies, dead puppies. Sure am glad.
Do you know that I got a very angry email this week?
More than one.
Because they had played Dead Puppies on the morning show the week before.
Yeah, this is for the listeners. You know what Mike and I are talking about.
Yeah.
He got about 8 death threats on the phone, I think, right after. He was just kidding. Lighten up.
Who are you talking about?
Scotty Too Hottie.
Right, yeah. Scotty is, he's fears for his life now because of what happened. Was it last week or the week before? It was awful. It was just awful. I didn't hear it, but I hear about it on the email. mz@ksco.com, anytime you want to email me.
You folks that hate Scotty, choose curtain number one, because behind there, you're going to hear a remake of Paint Your Wagon with Lee Marvin, Clint Eastwood, Steve Hartman, and Harold of Aptos singing mezzo-soprano, and Enrico Caruso just come out of his grave, and he's already panned it. He says he's heard the newest version, and he says it sucks in Italian. So,
Harold,
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, you want to comment, though?
I'll wait until you're done.
Okay, the third one, you were talking about Palestine and Israel. A little satire here. Who is the weakest link? Palestine is, because Israel is a democracy. That's his strongest point. But listeners, you choose. Do you choose the curtain number one, the Roman solution, where you scatter the Israelis and the Palestinians to the winds because both want the city of Jerusalem? Or let's make a deal. Have Kay, Krishna, and Holtzman tell Mr. Logic how to bake cookies on his creative chemistry segment.
You're a chauvinist.
You want me to explain that one? Okay. Because I kept calling in because only you three and Millie and a couple call, especially the science and math shows. And I know you got bright minds, but females will not call except family, children. Children, family. So that was my little shot at that. And I'll see what Michael, unless you want
to. Okay, before you go, I need to apologize to you for sort of being a prick to you last week on the telephone.
Apology accepted.
You launched into something that I thought was going to, evolve into a big long reading thing.
Okay, Mike, quickly, 10 seconds. What'll happen is, I don't have enough time. Satire takes time.
Yeah.
I wrote this in my room quiet after I heard the first 10 minutes of your show. If I just put that out there, I meant to say, what's a fair trial? I can make it funny in satire, but I really think it should be looked at someday, and I can lighten it up.
Well,
and
we could do a whole Saturday special on that topic or something. But,
yeah, think about it, Mike.
Yeah, for sure.
I can make it
for
interesting.
Sure. Harold, are you really Portuguese?
My grandmother was Da Silva. I'll give you that hint. Because I talked to an old-time Watsonville woman, let's see. Oh, not Betty Bobita. It's the other one involved with children all the time. Ann Soldo yesterday, face to face.
And why do people think that you're a racist?
Some people think I'm a racist because they do not live in a diverse town that suddenly has 75% of the town overnight. Mexican people pushed in at once, a foreign ethnic groups with ties to their own country that completely change your entire community overnight, gone with the wind.
Well, I don't know about the overnight part. Where did that
overnight
come from? It seems to me it's been, Watsonville has been predominantly Mexican-American for 30 or 40 years, no?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay, well, I guess I'm the one who's out of it here.
Can I give what the stats should be in Watsonville before I hang up, Mike?
What do you mean should be?
Should be if your borders were secure.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't make satire out of this.
Okay.
Here's what the legitimate Watsonville was. I lived there 41 years.
Okay.
8% Mexican-American and Mexican national. 10% Filipino. 10% Japanese. 50 to 55% white. 10 to 15% Croat or Serb.
They're
and the rest
white.
Italians and Greeks.
And
now
white.
We've got 70 to 80% Mexican because agriculture wanted cheap labor, and
they're the only ones who'll do it.
And look out, Beach Flats, because another cop was killed over there. And I want to keep this funny is that look what happened to that cop when he got messing around Beach Flats over there in Santa Cruz, because the future of Santa Cruz is the ethnic Mexican moving in against the white UCSC students for housing. And that's your battle there, but any satire today, folks, I appreciate it, so we don't drift into World War III.
Okay,
thank you,
Harold and Aptos. Yeah, nice to hear from you here. It's the KSCO Saturday Special at 25 minutes past 11 a.m., hour number two. We've got Tim in Watsonville coming up next. In fact, here he is. Hey, Tim.
I haven't heard the entire program, but I would like your guests to comment on a a leader in the world. I've heard them go off on Saddam Hussein, on Yasser Arafat, and I think they mentioned Osama bin Laden. Would any of them or all of them care to comment on Ariel Sharon? I have other commentary to make, but I would like to hear the answer to that question.
Okay, I'll ask Kay first.
Well, I think Ariel Sharon is doing what he has to do. He's trying to save Israel. And so I'm comfortable with what he's doing. And he knows that things can't go on like this if these suicide bombers are going to be coming into Israel every day.
Now, can I break in right there?
Sure.
The latest incident in the city of Gaza, where a 1 pound or a 1,000 pound bomb was dropped on this city in a very highly residential area. Do you feel that the deaths and maimings and injuries that resulted from that attack were necessary in order to protect Israel?
Why do you always focus on what's happening?
Now, I haven't always focused. I've never talked to you
lately. Why do people focus on what... No, I'm sorry that that had to happen, of course. But it's happening in Israel every day, too, and a lot of people don't seem to care about that.
Well, let me ask you...
You can't be selective about who you're going to feel sorry for.
Well, wait a minute now. Can I just speak straight?
Sure.
To all of you, is there a Palestinian presently in studio right now?
No.
No.
Let me ask you another question. Is there a Jew in studio right now?
Yes.
How many of them?
Two
Jews.
Yeah. Two Americans. Two American Jews.
Two Jewish Americans. I accept that. I'm a Catholic American.
Fine.
All right. Let me ask you, when you ever discuss the Middle East, Iraq, Iran, things that are going on over there, I have never heard, perhaps it has happened, but I have never heard a representative from the other side in a discussion group such as the one that you're having now. Well, now, as far as I know, today in studio, you have only Jews. Most of your talk show hosts are Jews. I wouldn't expect from KSCO a balanced
opinion. Who are
the
other talk show hosts that are Jewish?
Well, Ellie Kramer.
That's one.
He said most of them.
I can assure you Cyril is
and
not
Cyril
Jewish.
And Cyril is anything but Jewish.
He is not Jewish?
No. Of course not.
I thought he was. I'm sorry.
No. Okay.
But at any rate...
Wait. I'm not going to let you out of that so easily. Where are all the other Jews? And Ellie, by the way, is a fill-in host. He's not a regular host, but go ahead.
Well, let me put it this way. If you're going to discuss the Palestinian situation, I would suggest always, and of course you don't have to follow this advice, I think it's logical though, that you always have somebody representing the other side.
Well, you're doing that right now.
I am the only one that I can think of that's appeared on the radio today that's done that. I'm the only one that you've...
But you see,
who's represented this position?
Michael's taking everyone who's calling.
I'd like to get a word in here.
Yes, okay.
Because I have not addressed the Palestinian issue on this program yet, and I'm going to right now about Ariel Sharon. Ariel Sharon would not be Prime Minister of Israel if it had not been for the resumption of the Intifada. He would not have been. And I'm going to give you a little prediction right now, and it doesn't take a Palestinian to tell you this, that there will be a resolution of the problem within the next year or two, probably, when Arafat is gone and Sharon is defeated in an election. And this is very possibly going to happen. Now, I think that you really don't need to always have... I mean, it would be like on every radio program where you're going to be discussing the round earth to have somebody from the Flat Earth Society as counterbalance. You don't always need that to get truth.
Are you saying that any Palestinian representative would be a member of the Flat Earth Society?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that it is not necessary to always have opposites. For example, the Holocaust deniers with the Holocaust survivors on a program. It's silly. You don't need that to get expertise on a program.
Well, I think you do.
Tim,
what's the difference if you're sitting in your house talking on the telephone and we've given you I'm giving you as much or more time as any other caller on this program, or if you're sitting here in the studio. Tell me what's the difference. Is it important to just get your message out? And no one's preventing us. No one's preventing you from getting your message out.
Okay.
What does it matter that you're not sitting here in the studio with us?
Well,
it's probably more convenient for you.
For one thing,
you should be thanking me.
I will be on for maybe a minute longer. I don't know. I will probably be the only caller who took up the other side. By the way, may I
it's not because we're censoring any other callers. Believe me.
Okay. I have a following. I have a remark to make, and if I might have the liberty to do so.
Go for it.
Could I do that?
Yes, please.
From the end of 2000 until the present, three times as many Palestinians have been killed in Israel, and four or five times as many have been injured and maimed in Palestine since the recent Intifada began. And I just tossed that statistic out. I think it's important because all that we read in the newspaper are the incidents involving Israeli deaths. They are highlighted, they are trumpeted, they are headlined. When Palestinians are killed and maimed and injured, it gets very little coverage.
It's the opposite.
Either in the major media or on talk shows.
What
such
country
as
do you live in?
You know, and on top of that, I think all those Palestinian deaths are a testimony to bad policy on the part of the Intifada.
Get rid of Arafat.
Tim, you must be in Watsonville. You can't be living in Watsonville because Watsonville is part of the United States. And what you have said is exactly the opposite of the way it is. Exactly the opposite.
I challenge you, Michael, to find any headline, any major discussion on
every
any
day.
Of the major networks about Palestinian dead and maimed as compared to Israeli.
No, they're on every day of the week. Sorry, you're missing it.
Well, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Tim, and who has gotten more time than any single caller on this program. So, Cyril called, said it wasn't just the CIA that didn't know Russia was going to collapse. The Russians didn't know it either. Okay. Jay in Live Oak is back. Jay? Hello, Jay?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air, Jay.
Great. Thank you for having this program.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
I'm calling about the facts that you read as well as the woman's comment on the facts. I am not an extremist. I have always been a centrist, and I am not an alarmist. But I am quite alarmed at some of the stuff that Bush and his people are doing, including talking about rescinding the Posse Comitatus Act. They're still holding several hundred detainees from 9/11. They're not telling us who they are, why they got arrested, or when or if they're ever getting into trial. They want to take away the Freedom of Information Act. They want to have this TIPS program where they're going to enlist mail deliverers, truckers, et cetera, to gather information on possibly, you know, who knows, thousands, millions of Americans. I kind of every day I open up the newspaper and I'm blown away at what I'm reading. And I... talking to my friends, and a lot of my friends feel the same way, and I think that the faith that some people have, that I'm hearing some people, you know, profess in Bush and their good intentions, I feel is quite misguided. It's kind of naive, and it's even dangerous because I don't think the enemies are just over there. I think that their enemies are now in our country.
Do you have a computer?
Sure.
Well, why don't you just log into Agenda 21 and just find out what's really going
FreedomSantaCruz.com. We might need a little help for that. We did a program on this not too long ago.
But what does Agenda 21 have to do with anything that I just said?
Everything.
Why is that?
We won't spend the time talking
Give him don't jump away from this. Give him a little bit.
The involvement that the United Nations has with our country.
But I'm saying that if you are you know, suspicious of the United Nations and you don't trust their judgment, why do you trust Bush and his people? They're the same people.
I want to say something about this. You know, all the things that you're alarmed about, you are undoubtedly right to be alarmed about.
Yes.
However, However, all of these things are being printed in the paper that you're opening up every day. They're on the news. Congress and the courts are also playing a role, as from what I understand, all of the prisoners who were rounded up since 9/11, the judge just came out with a decision that this is not legal, that
the
names have to be
released. That it's not legal, and the Justice Department is going to appeal that.
But they may.
Who knows how
they
long.
May.
No, they said, I heard it on the news, they are appealing that.
All right, but this our system really is working. This is the point that I'm trying to make as a centrist.
Well, what
it
I'm
does
trying
work.
To make is I think our system is breaking down, and I don't think people are understanding that.
Well,
I don't think the system is working. I don't think the checks and balances are in place to stop this kind of nonsense. I think these people are reaching for tyrannical power, and I don't like it.
We'll talk to you in another year and see whether the situation is still as grave. I don't think it will be.
I think in another year it will be even worse. That's my point.
Okay, those are predictions from today.
Thank you, Jay and Live Oak, for your call to the KSCO Saturday special. I don't normally read unsigned or not faxes, but this is sort of an interesting one. It is signed, but it's not with by a real person. It does say Dolphin Church up at the top, 831-454-9392, so maybe that's a clue. The Pentagon apparently knows that whatever GWB, I assume that's George W.
Bush,
and MZ want, the armed forces can't fight wars in Afghanistan and Iraq simultaneously. Hell, they can't even defend the Pentagon against a pack of raggedy-ass terrorists, in quotes. Looks like we have to fall back on professionals for sanity against the armchair generals of KSCO et al., with a question mark, and it's signed, terrified by our homegrown terrorists. Very interesting facts. Mm. Our phone numbers for your participation are 479-1080 and 477-1340. Our fax number is 475-2967. I have yet to receive our expected fax from Serial Faxer. Maybe it's there. Bobby will check and see. It's 23 minutes before 12 noon, and you can hear a rerun of this broadcast tonight between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight, and you should be able to listen to it on the Internet sometime this week along with a bunch of other Saturday specials, and we're going to be adding more and more. I particularly want to hear from people who will call our comment line, 429-2222, have been listening to the radio station for years. We've been doing the Saturday special for more than a decade, and I want to know which Saturday special is most memorable to various people so that we can look for that and put it up on the website so people can hear it on demand.
No doubt the ladies of the night.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do that. We almost broadcast that today, but why do that when we could get a live program with a great guest like yourself,
Lena? Who is not a lady of the night.
Who is not, oh, right. Yeah, thank you for adding that. One more fax here from Steve Hartman. Incidentally, the reason to vote for Simon is simple, according to Steve Hartman. A, only Simon can be the effective balance of power to stop the radical legislature from running amok. Even moderate Democrats know that Davis will not stop them. And B, even if you're pro-choice, you shouldn't worry about Simon because he can't make law without the legislature, and they ain't going to give him nothing. And that's signed your weekday noon guy, Steve Hartman.
Now that's a good piece of advice.
Way to go, Steve. Stevie, I call him Stevie. Okay, Dave Allen is on line two. Hey, Dave, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
The last caller, Tim, is exactly on the dime.
He is?
Oh, yeah. And, Tim, you should go look at the Agenda 21. It's all intertwined.
Now,
and what gets me in this whole thing about this war in Afghanistan?
That wasn't Tim. That was Jay and Live Oak. You got me.
No, the last caller.
The last caller was Jay and Live Oak.
All right.
He means next to the last.
Oh, okay.
Right. And last time I checked, speaking of losing constitutional rights, last time I checked, it says only Congress has the right to enact a war and declare war. So what is this stuff that we're going to war with Afghanistan? And the excuse from the State Department, why they're holding several hundred people, and the federal judge ruled that that's illegal, is because during a war, you have prisoners of war that you hold for the duration of the war. But that's a war. What we have going on here is a reaction to 9/11, a executive decision, military action, and we either should get the hell out or have Congress declare the war and go in there and kick butt and get it over with.
We've got a brave new world here, and nobody knows what the new rules are.
Yeah, well, the rules are made up as the president or whoever the president is goes along, and I think that's sick. And what's happening in this country right now is I've been saying this for years, we are nothing but an open-air internment camp. Come across the border in your vehicle at an airport.
No,
you have old people like
Marina has reacted. She's not buying what you're saying.
No,
there.
I'm afraid not.
Well, really, you've been to the airport lately?
Oh, of course I have.
Do you look indigenous?
I look American.
Yeah, so you haven't been.
Yeah, well, a friend of mine drives.
You think that because of her name, she might look Arabic? And she doesn't, Dave.
A friend of mine bought a car to drive to LA and back every week to work because he's of Arab descent. He's Syrian. He got tired of being hassled at the freaking airport. When you get 6-year-old blonde little boys being pulled over to have their shoes checked. When you get 73-year-old guys like Ray Charles, bring them in the back room getting ready to give him a proctorial exam because he happens to be the every 30th person, whatever. It's crazy.
I hate to tell you this, but an awful lot of congressmen and senators are also frisked at the airport. And little old ladies with the shopping bags.
It's stupid.
Nobody's
going to go through the airport anymore when they can easily get on an American FedEx plane or hire a Learjet, whatever they want. I mean, it's nuts.
But weren't you lucky?
It's all part of Agenda 21 to condition the average everyday person to expect lines like they had in Germany and in Russia and Cuba, experience lines, give up your dignity to bend over and let them do what they want to you. I'm not flying for now.
I know that both my mother and Lena have high regard for each other, but something tells me that they are at odds on this Agenda 21 issue. Am I right?
Well, Agenda 21 is like give it all up. And if you read what's been happening for the last 40, 50 years, this has been part of the program, slice by slice, the salami method, where first you wake up one day and go, hey, what is this? It's like an internment camp where everybody in the neighborhood is going to spy at each other. Eventually, it'll get down to whoever turns in the most neighbors gets the extra gallon of gas. He gets to drive around on an odd day when he should be driving on an even day. He'll get the other piece of bread, the other piece
of
salami.
You've been talking this kind of stuff for years.
I'm a nut. What do I know?
I know. A lot of people have called you a nut, but a lot of what you've said has come true. How everything moving along okay? You doing okay?
Yeah, I wanted to say something about Israel and Palestine.
Okay, real quick.
These people in Palestine don't get it. I mean, since kids are born, the minute they can say da-da, whatever it is in Palestinian, they show them pictures of Jews. They say, see this person? Kill them. Hate them. Get rid of them. And when you have people sitting in a school, I mean, there's nothing sacred. And most people I know that are Palestinian are very, how should I say this without insulting anybody? The hell with it. They're very feminine in their actions. They're pussies, in other words. They like throw the rock, hide the ham. Like Saddam Hussein did when he had all those foreign people, and those Americans all captured at his estate pretending they were guests so that we would put a cruise missile through his window. They hide behind children, women. They store ammunition and military people in hospitals. They act like wimps. So if you have to put a 1,000-pound bomb through a building, which is disgusting. It's very sad that innocent kids and people get killed. It is very sad. But do the Palestinians give a rat's ass about innocent kids and Americans and Jews over in Israel? No. So if you're gonna, if that happens to get rid of a Hamas leader, so be it. It's called war. Too goddamn bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm so sick and tired of every other day seeing innocent little kids, school kids, teenagers at a disco getting blown up because somebody's got a hair up their ass over Palestine about whose property this is. Well, if you go through history, most of them were Bedouins for thousands of years. Bedouins, freeloaders, and carpetbaggers. Now, all of a sudden, they allow them a place to hang their hat, and they start making demands. Israel's giving back land that they won in wars that they were attacked and fought back and won. Now, up to now, I'm not really pro-Israel or pro-anything. I'm just pro what's decent.
And Dave,
when you think somebody that's outnumbered 700 to 1,
Dave, when
you have a right to fight back.
When are you going to be back on the air with your own show, Dave?
As soon as my voice can handle at least 1 hour of this kind of rhetoric.
Okay.
You know, but this whole thing with Israel, you know, Israel's done some things in the last few months where I've cringed. I go, oh, geez, whiz. That's not really good for their, you know, image or their politics, you know. But then when you have people training kids now to carry bombs, to walk into supermarkets, school grounds, school buses and blow everybody up, you know what I mean? What are you going to do? Sit back and take it?
Okay. Did you ever see the picture, it was in the newspaper, of the Palestinian baby, that adorable baby boy who was dressed up with I hope it was a fake bandolier of, you know, a body bomb and the martyr's headband?
Yeah.
That horrified me.
They preach this to the children to pretend that it's honorable and you'll have some great reward if you do this and murder other people.
Yeah, well.
And it's not suicide bombers, it's homicide bombers.
Yes, it is.
And it's very cowardly.
Dave, thanks very much for your call. Great to hear from you. Now we go to, Alan in Monterey on a cell call. Thanks for waiting, Alan. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty
interesting show today.
Yes, thanks.
I once heard a quote from Albert Einstein, who was basically a mathematician, but obviously very brilliant. And the statement he made was, the consciousness that creates the problem cannot be the consciousness that creates the solution. And I was just curious what you folks feel about, obviously, the Palestinians and the Israelis are, for 55 years now, have had problems getting along with each other, and it continues to escalate, and it seems to be getting to a real break point. How could we best, as a country or Europe together, create some sort of commission or whatever it would be that could help these folks try and resolve their differences and come to terms with, you know, to find peace somehow? The problem is, it appears, is there's so many different factions, especially obviously the Palestinians, who are fighting among themselves. Even within Arafat's own PLO organization, there's a lot of infighting. And then you got Hamas and all these other groups that are all fighting for power over there, for the destruction of Israel, it appears. I'm just not real sure how this is ever going to be resolved.
I have a future look. I think I have a solution to the problem, and Einstein was right. The people who are creating the problem today are not going to create the solution, so that means that both Arafat and Sharon are going to have to go. But there are people on both sides of the issue who are talking reconciliation, who are ready to make a deal. And I think what's going to make that deal work, I heard this last week, that there is a proposal that some Israeli entrepreneur has set up a factory right on the border that uses Palestinian and Israeli labor, and it has worked very well. And what he's talking about is having an entire industrial zone on all of Israel's borders that will do this. It will provide the jobs that are needed. Palestinians need to have an economy if they're going to have a country at all. So
how would they deal with these other militant Palestinian groups, though, that it seems like no matter what you do, they're not happy with it?
Well, they become obsolete after a while. You know, things run their cycle. What people really would like to do, and I think what Palestinians would really like to have, is food on their table and jobs so that they can survive. One of the players that's made the situation so bad has been the United Nations, and I hate to say this, but the relief program that they set up after the formation of Israel paid Palestinians by the head. And this has contributed enormously to the birth rate increase. The Palestinian population has tripled since 1949. And when you have a small geographic area and you have a population explosion like this, nothing works. This is why there's so much stress. So I think that you have to treat the economy. You have to, you know, have some kind of a deal, treat the economy, and start having contraception. This is absolutely essential. And this, I could say the same thing for all the trouble spots around the world. They're all involved in the same issues.
Yeah. And the only other comment I might make, and perhaps this is somewhat satirical, as one of your previous guests called, but with some of the paranoia some of the callers are expressing in their views, I just thank God there's Prozac out there in the world. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. There goes Alan on a cell phone. Bobby, do we have a commercial break now? Well, it won't be now, but we'll take our next call. If you're online now, we'll get to you before the end of the show. If you're not, don't bother to call in because... we've only got 10 minutes left, and we've got to do a commercial, or want to do a commercial break somewhere in there. Let's go to Martha in Santa Cruz on a cell. Martha, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing? Hi, Kay. Hello,
Hi.
Everyone. I was compelled to call when you had a caller who was talking about the amount of deaths that, or the deaths of Palestinians versus the deaths of Israelis. And every day when I read the newspaper, I think that the Sentinel in this case oftentimes is very biased, and what when they talk about, you know, these massacres, the Jenin massacre, they portrayed it as a massacre, but the UN has published a statement that the massacre is unsubstantiated.
Right.
They cannot substantiate it. There has been no follow up. I didn't read any follow up or clarification in the Sentinel or recanting of the, you know, what they put out as information, as fact, which was not fact. It was just what the Hamas spokesperson said. And with this recent murder or massacre of kids at the university, there was, you know, the Hamas targets kids and they target innocent civilians.
They targeted Arabs too.
And Americans, they didn't even, I mean, it's just civilians.
Mm-hmm.
And there were civilian deaths with the death of this Hamas leader that was targeted in that recent bombing, and it was a tragedy that there were civilian casualties, but the intent was, this Hamas leader hides behind civilians. I mean, they hide behind their own. And then when the Hamas has issued a statement in, you know, responding to this execution or this massacre of this one leader, the statement that the Hamas has issued is that the price is, I think, 600 Israelis for the head of, for the death of this Hamas leader. Not the children, not the women, but they want to vindicate the execution of this leader. I mean, it's so imbalanced, and there's such a denial on the part of much of our media in the U.S. about the fact that the Palestinian terrorists are targeting civilians, not women and children, the school bus. I mean, they go after kids and they go after civilians, not terrorists. It's a completely different situation.
Well, we sure are happy you brought that up today on the KSCO Saturday Special. Martha, great to hear
Thank
from you.
Thank you. Thank you.
There goes Martha on a cell phone. We got 7 minutes before 12 noon. We have a commercial break. Kill the promos. What is it, 2 minutes or something? 2-3 minutes? Okay, 4 minutes. Oh, boy. So we better go for it. I'm back in a flash here.
Excitement's in the air. Family fun for everyone. The Santa Cruz County Fair.
Is it possible? Could it be? You bet. The 2002 Santa Cruz County Fair is about a month away, and now's the time to get ready. You're the best in the county, but to know for sure, you have to enter. The fair entry deadline is this Saturday, August 3rd at 5 p.m., and entering is easy. Just pick up an entry guide from any area library, the fair office, or online at SantaCruzCountyFair.com. Whatever your passion, the fair probably has a division for it. Just remember, the deadline is this Saturday. Now is also the time to buy. Stop by the official fair pre-sale outlet, Long's Drugs, and pick up adult tickets for $6, children's tickets for $3. You save a dollar each. And if you love rides, well, you'll love the $12 carnival ride coupon of 56% savings. Get ready. The fair opens September 10th.
Office Max. Max means more. Small businesses do more every day. More walking the line. More standing their ground. More letting it go. more going for broke, more following the path, more blazing the trail. And Office Max is there with more of the latest in technology, office supplies, and furniture. More services like Copy Max, our full-service printing and copy center, and more low prices. Because success means getting more done every day. Office Max. Max means more.
Goal! Great corner kick. All right. Hey, the Ovaltine man.
Yeah.
No kid can resist the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine.
It's yummy. It's chocolatey.
This chocolate milk's terrific. Isn't Nesquik?
No, it's rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste. And Ovaltine adds vitamins and minerals that Nesquik powder doesn't. Why give them Nesquik when you can give them more? And there are more vitamins and minerals in Ovaltine.
Ovaltine's amazing.
More Ovaltine, please.
Here's my morning routine. Alarm goes off, hit snooze at least once, force self out of bed, put coffee on, go outside, get the Sentinel, shower, dress, drink my coffee, and let the Sentinel tell me some stories about the world around me. I usually don't think about it a lot because it's just part of my daily routine, but with the way the world is today, I'm glad to have a touchstone like the Santa Cruz Sentinel. The happy and the heart-wrenching, the justice and the injustice, it's all in there. Stories, not just the news, but the stories that help me make sense of what's going on in the world, and most importantly, right here in Santa Cruz County. News is news, but a story can touch your life, and the Sentinel always seems to find an angle that brings the story home. The Santa Cruz Sentinel, your news, your stories, every day.
And every Sunday, the Sentinel features insight with world and local views and opinions, Santa Cruz style, featuring stories about the lifestyle in Santa Cruz County, plus financial news in the Sunday Wall Street Journal. The Sunday Sentinel. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Camisa. I'm 8 years old, and I like to dance, ride horses, swim, even play golf. But most of all, I like to be proud of my mom, Patrice Edwards, for all the things she does so well. Besides raising me and my sister and brother, she also runs not one, but three first-rate local newspapers. How in the world can she do all this? Is she Superwoman or what? Anyhow, the whole purpose of this announcement is to get you all to look for and read my mom's great newspapers, the Aptos Times, the Capitola Times, and the Scotts Valley Times. Free everywhere it should be.
Why don't you pick up a copy of the current Aptos Times, where you can read about the new high school name debate. That's the Aptos Times. The Times Publishing Group, publisher of the Capitola Times, Aptos Times, and Scotts Valley Times. Available for free at locations throughout Santa Cruz County. Times Publishing is locally and independently owned and operated.
Okay, Creedence Clearwater Revival bringing us back into the KSCO Saturday Special. We're in the final few moments. It's been brought to my attention that I have not given the name of our guest, Dr. Lena Farrat-Holtzman, enough during the radio program. Thank you very much for being here with us, Lena.
It's been my pleasure.
And let's see, we have four callers in 2.5 minutes. I promised we're going to get to everybody. So, real quick, I know Jeannie's got a real quickie for the website. Go ahead, Jeannie, quick.
Hi, Michael and
Hi.
Kay.
Hi.
There's a very good website regarding what's happening in intelligence. It's www.joel, J-O-E-L, Sklousen, S-K-O-U-S-E-N. com. And the ultimate final solution the internationalists want is for Israel to be under a status of a UN protectorate. And they'll divide it into three sections, Arab, Jewish, and Catholic. Now, I have asked Susan Mariello to give me the money's numbers on how much money is going into Measure C, which is Local Agenda 21.
Ooh, we're getting into something too much. All I wanted to do you to do is...
She has refused me, Michael, so I'm going after her.
Okay, good. But we'll help you. We'll help you. That'll be good. But there's not enough time right now. Thank
and somehow
you.
Somehow I'd like to meet Kay sometime.
Come on down to the radio station. Okay, thank you. There goes Jeannie in Watsonville. Or Jeannie in somewhere. Tina in Santa Cruz, line 4. Real quick, Tina, you're on the air.
Hi. Regarding the caller who thought that the media was against Palestinians, I just wanted to say that receiving various email, I get honestreporting.com, that stated that the numbers quoted by the media create a wrong impression because they include 800 Palestinians killed by other Palestinians as collaborators. They include the deaths of suicide homicide bombers. They include deaths from bomb factories which have detonated prematurely. They lump combatants in with non-combatants. So actually it ends up that the deaths are very comparable. And then when you include that Israel, of 5 million Jews with 1 million Arabs, is surrounded by 300 million Arabs, just to keep the numbers in proportion, you'd have to, I don't know, somebody has to do the math for one Israeli death is equivalent to an Arab death.
Okay, thanks very much for calling the KSCO Saturday Special. Our last caller will be Margaret in Santa Cruz. You're on the air, Margaret.
Hi, yes, the Palestinian Hamas religious psychotic cultists, that's what they are. I love the United States postal workers, and they're out there every day, and if they want to be so brave to be a spy, then I say more power to them, because they're in threat every day of terrorism activity like anthrax and bombs, and you know, you don't have anything to worry about if you're a law-abiding American, and you're not selling drugs, buying drugs, making money without paying taxes, harboring criminals, etc. So let those brave postal workers do what they need to do to keep America safe and free.
Okay. Margaret, thanks for your call to the Saturday Special. Lena, Farhat Holtzman, Kay Zwirling, thanks very much for being guests here on the Saturday Special, which will be rebroadcast tonight between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight. Our apologies to, Ed in Scotts Valley, first-time caller from before, but there's just no time for the call this time. We're already into the news. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville, back next week with a rip-roaring show.
Here's the bee, that's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville, we now join...